Sports Podcast. I said, welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast with Andy Ruther and Joe Prano. Welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast.
Welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast. I am your host, Andy Ruther, coming to you live from a dungeon in Cincinnati, Ohio, with my co-host from Los Angeles, California, Joey No Chill Prano.
Hello, Andy.
What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, just sitting here gearing up for the Super Bowl.
You excited?
I am excited, yeah. And I can see our guest today is shaking with excitement.
He is. Let's welcome back to the show, as requested, Matty Goldberg.
What's going on, guys?
Speaking to the mic, Matty.
I'm doing Dante Culpepper. Remember him?
Yeah. The Dante Culpepper.
Yep. It's good to see you guys. Welcome. Super Bowl's 4 days away. Brady's back.
Matty wants to make sure that he doesn't miss the Super Bowl with COVID, which is why he has not gotten a haircut in 6 months.
Well, my sister cuts my hair, but she doesn't know what she's doing. She just grabs the scissors and just takes like a few off the top. It looks awful every time, but
you got to get a Flowbee. George Clooney's been cutting his hair at the Flowbee for 20 years, he says. 30 years.
Yes. I mean, it's
so who's cutting your hair?
My older sister. And she basically just takes like a rusty scissors and just goes snip, snip, snip. And then that's it. And then it looks like shit. But who are we trying to impress during COVID, right?
That's right.
Prano, Maddie's like my 3-year-old nephew who gets his hair cut by his mom, except he's getting it cut by his sister.
It's pretty embarrassing. I admit it.
All right, Maddie. Little ribbon to start off. Now, you have got to be stoked, though, Goldberg. Your guy, Brady, you predicted this.
You want to know something crazy what I've been doing? This is how nuts I am. I found all these Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcasts, okay? And it's just so great to see these guys that have, like, suffered for all these years. They're just so excited and so happy. And, like, you know, I forgot that joy of, like, 2001
when Andy Ruther is like just furious at the idea that Bucks fans who have a Super Bowl this millennia are long suffering.
Well, there's a guy named Stank.
Andy
Bastard.
Ruther has 5 teams, no Super Bowls.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
He'll get there with Matt Stafford and Joey.
Really? Hold on. Let's get into that, Prano. If Matty, what's your take? Obviously, Joe and I said our takes on Monday's episode or Tuesday. What do you think? Are the Rams now, do you put them as the favorite?
Well, if the defense stays good, maybe. I mean, we also don't know, like, if Matt Stafford can, you know, obviously he's got all the talent in the world. So we'll see if he puts it together, you know, like we'll see if he wants. I don't know. It's a very bizarre variable because he's never really had the opportunity to win. And now he does. And now it's like, well, do the tools and winning go together?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I gotcha.
Because Michael Irvin now he does it best. And I don't mean to quote him, but I will. But he's like, Tom Brady is in the letter category, meaning the W's and the L's. And that's where Matt Stafford hasn't achieved yet. The W's and the L's. You know, he's got the numbers, but can he get the letters?
Prano, isn't that the most Michael Irvin thing ever?
Yeah.
Keep it as simple as possible.
Yeah.
But he's right. It's genius though.
Yeah. Tom Brady's also in the symbols game, the asterisk.
There we go. There we go, baby.
The goat.
You know, I want to ask Matty, and I'm going to try to believe his answer regardless of what it is. But my manager texted me the other day because she listened to your episode when you were on last week, and she runs a Super Bowl pool, which I think you played in last year.
Sure.
Or a playoff pool. And she said, you know, if Matty had joined the pool this year and he had Bucks Chiefs Super Bowl, he'd have a real good shot at winning. I said, Matty would have never had the Bucks. He likes to have the Bucks now, but he wouldn't have had the Bucks if he entered the pool.
You're right. I would have had the Chiefs and I would have had the Bills and the Packers.
You had the Bills and the Packers.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought the Bills would sneak in, and I just, you know, I look, this has been an amazing run, I got to say. I'm honest, man.
Where is your elite? Because I'm curious, Maddie, and Joe and I have talked about this. Like a lot of Patriots fans, where are you? Like, where were you? Take me through your thought process throughout this season as a diehard Patriots fan. Are you like all in on the Bucs because of Brady?
Yeah, I got to say.
So you didn't care about the Patriots?
I felt like they did him wrong. I felt like they should have let him play until he wants to retire and then help him out. But I feel like they kind of wanted to phase him out a little and move on because they knew, like, it's like kind of what Belichick does. He cuts guys like Richard Seymour, Willie McGinnis, maybe a year or two before their prime is over. And I felt like they were even kind of doing that with Brady, where I was like, if he goes, it's okay, because we know, like, this is not going to be forever and we got to start over. And I felt like that was a little unfair to him. And I always felt like he brought so much joy and victories and winnings that, like, the smack talk to him really made me upset. You know, it was like I wanted to root for him really bad because of that.
This isn't show friends, Matty. This is show business.
I know.
And look, I mean, you got to look at what Bill Belichick has done throughout his career too. Like you said, getting rid of guys. It seems like the Brady situation. Now, I know they won a Super Bowl a couple years ago, but obviously he didn't play great last year. He doesn't play great in the playoffs last year. It does seem like trying to build or trying to keep some semblance of a squad around Tom Brady got them into this situation now where they have a down year and they have cap hell and they have all this stuff where it seems like they would have let a lot of those guys go, a lot of the Edelmans go and these guys go if they were doing a little mini rebuild and trying to start over and not. I think the thing about Tom Brady, and we all agree that he's one of the greatest of all time. You guys have, you know, you guys are long on the record as the GOAT. I've come around last week, 2 weeks ago. But like, if you've got him, you've got to try to win with him. And if Bill Belichick knows he can't win with him, which I think last year proved, what do? At some point you got to rebuild.
Well, yeah. And, you know, just like, again, like I felt for Cam this year because he didn't have a lot of weapons. And, you know, I feel bad for Jacoby Myers because he's a decent receiver, but he takes such a beating because everybody's like, how are they going to win with Jacoby Myers? I mean, he's not an A receiver, but he's a solid NFL player. So I feel bad for him in that sense. But, you know, look, we've seen it. Joe's an historian. Ruther's an historian with the NFL. We saw it with the 49ers. Like, they went from Montana to Young, and that was amazing. But once Young retired, you know, Jeff Garcia had a few good years, but there was just 15 years of terrible quarterbacks there until Kaepernick got there. And, you know, the Packers got lucky with Favre and Rodgers, you know, back-to-back. And they drafted a guy in the first round because they're scared. Like, they're like, after Rodgers, we can't have this, like, complete fall-off. And the Patriots, I think, you know, they're in that place. Like, what's going to happen now? You know,
but wouldn't that make it then seem justifiable to get rid of Brady to follow up what Prano was saying? I just, the whole thing I find fascinating is, like, you've been a diehard Patriots fan your whole life.
And the point is the joy it came from Brady. That's the point. So it's like, you just love that man.
By the way, I'm not knocking you. I'm just trying to get in the head of all this. So where do you go moving? That's the question, right? I think we all have.
Like, last year made me really mad because I'm like watching all these games. I'm watching the game against the Titans in the playoffs. And like, Edelman is really hurt and he has really no weapons. He's got these tight ends that I don't even know their names. And, you know, He's having trouble moving the ball. And everybody's like, oh, Brady's done. He's done. This is that. He's this. They got to get rid of him. He's over. The GOAT's done. The cliff happened. And I'm like, no, this is unfair, man. He has no freaking weapons. This is terrible. So
So where do you go moving forward is the question. Like, who is Matty Goldberg rooting for?
I watched every Bucks game this year.
I know, but Brady's only going to be there a couple years. That's what I'm saying. Who are you rooting for in 2 years?
I go back to the Pats, but, you know, I'm a football fan. I'm a gambler, so I like to gamble. I've bet against the Pats this year. You know, I'm trying to win money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, that leads us.
Brady. I don't know why. I just love Tom Brady.
That leads us right into our show today, Matty. It's all props and lines and overs and unders. So you're a gambler. You're trying to make money this week. Yep. Your money's on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I keep convincing. So like 2 weeks ago, I was like, I can't convince my brain that. But now, as the weeks are going on, my brain is convincing that, yes, the Bucks will be the Super Bowl 55 champions. Is that the year it is, or 54? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's 55.
Yeah, I it's like with the Packers, the beginning of the week, I'm like, they don't have a shot in hell. And then by Saturday, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give them a shot. And I'm saying, yes, the Bucks will win.
And,
wow.
And
I'm all in on the fucking Bucks.
Did you gamble on it? Did you bet on it?
I haven't put a bet in, but yes, I will. And if you want, I'll put $50 with you. I'll give
you
a chance.
Let's go right now.
Okay, so do I get the 3.5?
You get the 3 that it's at right now.
All right, Prano, fine deal.
You want to do another 50, I'll go 50 on the Bucks as well.
You get the 3 as well. You want it?
I want it.
Man, it's going to be
two
terrible.
Two virtual handshakes.
It's going to be terrible when my Venmo hits that cha-ching Sunday night. And then you're like, Brady sucked, but the Bucks won.
No, it's going to be terrible when you get that request. And I say, give me $12.50 for every pick.
Wow, that's a lot of that's 4 interceptions.
Did you see him doing the math real quick, Matty?
You see him doing the math? The question I have, Prano, is what does Matty Goldberg do with $50 should he win? What do you do with that money?
House of Pies, baby.
House of Pies just reopened.
Outdoor pies.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just
patio,
I gotta get
patio of pies, baby.
I gotta get something for my rug. I should show you my rug right now because it doesn't stay. So it's all like bunched up. So I need to get something to fix my rug.
I wish I could see this situation over there.
Yeah.
Did you ever get anything? Because when I came over before I moved, you had just a chair.
I got some furniture.
You got some furniture now?
Yeah, one day I'll give everybody a virtual tour.
Virtual tour.
Yeah.
Well, I do like the segue with all this gambling talk. We have so many fun prop bets to go over. You guys are definitely the gambling experts on the show today. So Prano put together a great list for us that we can go through and kind of break down and just share our thoughts on like we do every Super Bowl.
Now, the one thing I didn't put on there, I realized after the fact, obviously we just started with the spread. The Chiefs are currently favored by 3. You guys like the Bucks in the game. I like the Chiefs in the game. Matty, what did the over under settle on at this point? Where are we at with that?
I believe it was 55, 56.
Yeah, because it opened big. It opened at, I think, 56.5. And that's where I got it at 56.5. I bet the under because no under over under has ever settled above 56.
What was the Falcons Patriots? That was pretty high. But so according to Bovada, it's 56.
So over under 56.
It's a very high score, and it's also like if it is a blowout, it usually will go under because by the second half, you know, they'll be running the ball more. They'll be killing clock. But I think it'll be a close game. I really do. I mean, I think the Chiefs losing their offensive linemen is a big deal. You know, that doesn't scare you at all.
Does it scare me as a Chiefs better?
Yeah.
Yeah, it scares me a little bit. But, you know, the thing about Mahomes, it's different from every quarterback, is like we saw with Josh Allen last week, but – Mahomes and Allen both do something that like you never see good quarterbacks do, which is take a snap and just start running backwards. And Mahomes seems to avoid sacks pretty good, just going in the wrong direction, which normally would be a terrible, terrible idea, but he has just such a good arm that he's backpedaling and backpedaling and backpedaling, and then he's throwing, you know, 40-yard strikes off his back foot to people. It seems like the idea of a Bucks win, or literally any team beating the Kansas City Chiefs because they get to Mahomes a lot, seems ridiculous to me.
But wouldn't that be the game plan, right? Because they do have a stellar defensive line. They got to Rodgers 5 times.
Browns knocked him around too a little. I mean, they rattled him a little. I mean, if they don't rattle him, they're in a lot of trouble. They got to hit him.
I also just think Andy Reid and the Mr. Screen Pass, it's like I just don't see that being the way this game goes. Is, you know, a Tom Brady versus the Giants Super Bowl loss where it was just, oh, he just couldn't get comfortable in the pocket. I just don't, the way he moves, the way they move him out of the pocket, their screen plays, their little dunk plays, all the offensive strategy. I mean, I think the best chance for a Bucks to win this game is, you know, for it to be a reasonable score, because the Super Bowl always starts slow. We have, you know, we have scoreless quarters all the time in the Super Bowl. It's just the moment, you know, makes it just a slow start. You know, the second half is always delayed with the long halftime. I just think the Bucks' best chance is, you know, to play a 23-21 football game and kick a field goal at the end. And I think that's more a matter of, you know, one big play there, forcing a fumble, getting a muff punt, getting a whatever, as opposed to, oh, we held the Chiefs to 21 points because we sacked Mahomes 6 times. I just don't see it happening.
Well, that's why I might throw a little on playoff Lenny to be the MVP, just because that does give the Bucks the best chance to win. If they slow the game down and then playoff Lenny does what he did against the Packers and then some, because they don't want to get in the track meet with the Chiefs. And the scary thing about Andy Reid, and this is why he's so great, is first quarter of the game this season, Tyreek Hill, I think he had like 150 yards in the first quarter.
No, he had over 200.
Yeah. So everybody's like, all right, it's going to go to Tyreek Hill. And then the game plan is going to be completely changed. And then they run the ball like 15 times in the first quarter because the Bucks are like in some sort of pass defense. So, like, Andy Reid can switch it up, because if the Bucks feel like, hey, we got it, like, we figured that out, and we locked the game down after the first half, which they did play better, but I think the Chiefs turned off the engine. You think you have them, and then all of a sudden there's a whole new game plan Andy Reid's going to throw at them that will throw them off, and that scares me too.
Yeah, I just think the idea of slowing down the Chiefs with defense, like, I think you have a better chance of Sue, you know, Tom Brady getting in Sue's ear pregame and being like, look, if you were on the Pats, we'd be telling you to step on Mahomes' neck. I think you got a better chance of somebody taking a cheap shot and knocking Mahomes out than you do of them getting to him 6 times in the football game.
Well, yeah, Brady will definitely tell him to take out his legs.
Yeah.
With a wrench, just like Tonya Harding.
Brady will be like, we got fine. Don't worry about fines. I got all the money in the world.
Can I ask you a question though, Joe? Like, when you see him back in the Super Bowl, is it like, oh God, I can't stand this? Or is it like, oh, I can't wait till he loses, because it's more fun to see him go really far than lose the big one?
Well, you know, it's more fun to every Super Bowl, I think, is more fun if you have a rooting interest in the game. Like, I'm not sure how I'd feel about a Rodgers Mahomes Super Bowl. Like, I like Rodgers. I'd be rooting for him to get there, 'cause everybody says, oh, you know, he's a choker and blah, blah, blah. But then at the same time, you know, I love Mahomes and I think he's the most talented quarterback we've ever seen. And, you know, seeing a guy, I like seeing records set. I like seeing history be made. And, you know, so at least now I have rooting interest. I'm 100% in on the Chiefs.
Let's ask about our buddy McConner. Do you think he low down enjoys it because it gives him energy? Like, because he's like, say, if he's like, if you love to hate somebody, like, Brady is the ultimate guy to love to hate. you know.
I wish I could even begin to imagine what goes on in the basement of Barry McConaughey's mom's house when he's made his fourth consecutive, you know, Ian Rappaport dummy account that he posts YouTube fucking breakdowns of Tom Brady's dink and dunk pass. Like, I have no idea what's going on in that guy's head. He's probably, in the end, truly rooting for Brady. And he has, like, you know, his nutsack tied to a fucking car battery and he's shocking himself. Like, I have no idea what goes on in that lunatic's house.
See the background that I have?
Yeah.
That is his background.
This is Barry. Yeah. Are you in Walt's basement or is that a green screen of Barry McConaughey's bedroom?
Exactly. Well, Joe, let's get to the prop bets. Before we do that, I know I just want to give a quick reminder to the Dirtballs to drink some Miller Lite.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll be locked and loaded. Wings and lights, wings and lights, wings and lights, wings and lights.
Well, Miller Lite's doing something great this year. Miller Lite launched a new stunt that gives away beer during the big game, but only if you visit a ridiculously long URL. That URL appeared in an ad Miller Lite placed in the New York Times this week. But since this is a podcast and I can't show you the really, really, really long URL, I'm going to read it to you in its really, really long entirety. So buckle up, Dirtballs. www.thismillerlightmarketingstunt will distract you from Ultra's big game ad.com/. Just type in this URL when the Michelob Ultra commercial airs on that sacred Sunday in February when everyone is watching football, and we will give you free Miller Lite, which not only has more taste than Michelob Ultra, but also has only one more calorie. And you will actually burn that calorie by typing this ridiculously long URL, but you will have to type it for real. No cheating by copying and pasting, which is why we are printing this URL in a good old fashioned newspaper of the highest integrity. And yes, we are aware that there's bound to be some technology that exists that could transcribe a photo back into highlightable text, in which case you could cheat and copy and paste this URL, but we are going to trust you because good relationships are built on trust. So once again, please type this URL on February 7th because this is a stunt designed to make you miss our competitors. Add, burn a calorie, and get free beer. It's Miller time. Woo!
That's all the URL, by the way.
That was all the URL.
I've already transcribed it. I'm sitting on that. I can't wait to put it in. I mean, free beer is, you know, when I did radio in college, that was the poster for my radio show. Just said, just giant letters, free beer, because it's like the number one thing people want.
That's right.
Guys, listen to that. Find the New York Times ad. Find the tweet. Miller Lite's tweeted. If you guys want a reminder, all you have to do is fave a tweet they put out. Do all the things. Free Miller Lite.
That's right. Miller Lite, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 to participate. Joe, are you proud of me? I think I did all right on that.
I think you did great, Andy.
That was, I practiced, I'm not going to lie. And I think, what's that, Maddie?
You knocked it out of the park.
Thanks, buddy. Okay, let's get to Prano. I thought Maddie fell asleep at one point.
I thought Maddie was writing it down because he just had his head down and he was shaking. So I thought he was. I don't know
what to do. So I'm just like, what do I do? You know.
I thought he was transcribing it by hand, and then I remembered Maddie can't hold a pencil.
You know, I'm going over the props. I'm going over the props.
You know how like they say someone like a spirit overtook you and then you're speaking in tongues. I felt like that's what was going on with Goldberg.
He felt all the power of the Miller Lite hat.
That's right. Okay. So the first one we have here is the national anthem. So how long will it take Jasmine Sullivan and Eric Church to sing the U.S. national anthem? We have over 1 minute and 59 seconds at plus 105. Under 1 minute, 59 seconds at minus 145. I'll be honest. Who are these people?
I was going to ask you the same question.
Who are these people?
I mean,
why are they singing the national anthem?
It's Jasmine spelled with a Z. and there's two people singing it. To me, two people is going to take longer than one person, right? And if the standard is right around 2 minutes, 1:01:59, and you're getting money on the over, I'm taking the over. The idea of betting the favorite of under 1:59 with two people is crazy to me.
Yeah.
You got to go the over because, you know, when they do like America the Beautiful, because he's like, it's like America. And then the guy goes, America.
Yeah, exactly.
The Beautiful. The Beautiful. So, yeah, over.
Yeah, Eric Church will be like Maddie's Red Sox fans to Jasmine's Sweet Caroline. You know, he'll just be in the background going, oh, oh, oh.
I don't know who these people are. None of us do, it seems. But I think that rationale makes sense for the over with two people, right?
I mean, the under is a heavy favorite, but like who's bet? Come on. Who's betting the under on this? On, you know, who's betting the favorite under on the Super Bowl?
My strategy is always when a country singer, because they don't really hit their notes. They don't hold on to their notes. Country singer, you go under. Any other kind of singer, you go over.
Ah, is that how it works?
That's my strategy for years.
So Eric Church is country?
No, I don't think they're country, but I'm saying they've had country singers before, and I always go under.
Okay.
And when you have, like, say, like Aretha Franklin, you go over.
Oh, yeah, because she can belt it out.
Yeah.
All right, Jasmine Sullivan is a she's an R&B singer. No surprise there.
That's an over.
Because yeah. She wants to hit the notes.
Yeah.
She wants this, like, you know.
I almost feel like we've been canceled for not knowing who they are. Three white guys. You don't know who they are. R&B singer. Canceled. Okay.
I don't know who anybody is these days because I'm old.
I only listen to music from 30 years ago.
Maddie's wearing a Kenny fucking Rogers t-shirt.
Gambler shirt, baby. Got no in the hole, no in the fold.
Prano, that would be a funny game. That's a whole other game. We say like a common modern day of the last 20 years music artist, and we ask or play a song.
No.
It's almost like Does Maddie Know, but that would be a fun one.
Yeah.
Maddie, can you name two R. Kelly songs?
Yeah, Reignition.
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 Whatever you say. It's like, oh, it's a great wedding song. You know, I know he touched kids and all, but it's a hell of a wedding song.
Reignition. And,
I Believe I Can Fly.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Sometimes you got to separate the art from the artist, right?
I agree, Maddie. This next one's a good one, Prano. How many times will Bill Belichick be mentioned? The over and under is only one.
Right. So one's a push. Over one is the heavy favorite at -310. And for you, I know Andy doesn't understand money lines. So we'll give a quick recap to the money line. If it's a minus number, that's how much you have to bet to win $100. And if it's a plus number, that's how much you win if you bet $100. So -310, you got to bet $310 to win $100 over one time. Under one time is +205. So you bet $100 to get $205. So that's your money line reminder for the day. To me, I think Tony Romo, Jim Nantz, everybody involved in the production know, like I do, that we're all on the Tom Brady is the GOAT train at this point, because a lot of it having to do with Bill Belichick. I think the over is rightfully a giant favorite. I actually think this is a money-making opportunity if you're willing to spend the money to make the money. Bill Belichick will be mentioned more than one time.
Yeah, I think it should be like three. And the problem with it, though, like, you got to bet a lot of money. So I'm going to stay away from this because it's just not worth it with the odds. You're not getting good odds. And, you know, for whatever reason, they don't say his name. I think they'll mention him at least three or four times. I stay away from it just because you don't get good. You got to bet a lot of money to make money on this one.
I think it's a push. I think you guys are overhyping it. I think they mentioned his name one time.
Really? I don't know.
Like
when they start saying, like, you know, Belichick, he, you know.
You know, in this situation, I'll tell you what Bill Belichick would do.
Well, no, they go, this is what they're going to say. You go, everybody's like, I guess Tom Brady won the debate, but don't say that. Bill Belichick is a great coach. He built a great foundation. You got to have a system in place. So they'll say that a few times.
Yeah, and I actually think they could nail the over in one mention. Tony Romo going, Bill Belichick, you got a lot of the credit for Tom Brady, but here's Tom Brady, and where's Bill Belichick? They'll nail two in one sentence.
I disagree. I think they're going to give Belichick credit. They're not crazy Danny Amendola out of his mind.
What did Danny Amendola say?
He's just like, the whole like,
where
success
the fuck
is Tom
Belichick.
Brady. Yeah, he hates Belichick.
Because Danny Amendola is the only white receiver that couldn't last three seasons. They're like, yeah.
He's very salty.
He's very salty about it because they,
well,
you know, they didn't.
Also,
make
his ex-girlfriend is.
That was the best.
It's been banging Christian McCaffrey for how long now? That's super.
Started tweeting about it. And it was great because he was on the Lions and he was like, you know, I guess she likes like these kind of dudes and she's a whore and all this stuff. And Element was like, bro, delete your Twitter now. It was pretty good.
I think she probably just left him because Christian McCaffrey dresses better. Shout out Flag and Anthem.
Wow, old chat. Well, I've said this on the show. I'm pretty sure I am Eskimo brothers with either Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola, or maybe both.
Probably both.
Right? What that girl that I was messing around with a few years ago on Tinder, and she said she hung out with those guys the weekend before with her friend, and I'm thinking, like, you didn't just hang out with
them. About it.
Yeah, you didn't just hang out with those guys. And I'm glad you told me this after we just had sex again.
Yeah, like, you got to feel good about that.
What's that?
You were with a girl that was with two of the Patriots legends. I would be like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day when there was like comedy groupies and Prano was a ladies man back in New York. So you can attest to this. Like a girl would tell me like what comic she hooked up with. And if they were like high on the list, like A-listers, I was like, wow, I'm in good company. But one time this girl mentioned like the worst open micer ever. And it just like killed the boner.
Who was that comic?
I don't want to say, but I'll say off the air.
Are they still in the biz?
He's a scam artist. He's like one of those scammers that's always trying to like figure out ways to rip off young comics. But I don't want to say his name.
Did he host a show at the Comedy Store at any point?
No, it's not Filipowski.
Did he send Tony Bach emails on your behalf?
No. But I swear to God, we can go back to this. I never sent Tony Bach an email. I will take that to my grave. And I met him, and I thought he was really lovely.
Maddie, the question is, who's the best comic that you're Eskimo Brothers with, as far as status-wise? Do you know?
Well, I know it was a very weird thing, because there's this guy, Mitch Fatale, that's kind of very similar to me, and we were both kind of dating the same girl at the same time, and that was very weird. And he was like an A-lister at the time.
Yeah, he was big for a while.
Yeah. So he was really big. I was like, it was like a love triangle, and it was very uncomfortable and awkward.
I'd say my oddest Eskimo comedian brother is Tripoli.
That's your oddest?
I also had sex with Brett Ernst's cousin.
You had sex with Brett Ernst's cousin? Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's my oddest, right? Like, I hooked up with some hairdresser when I lived in Vegas that used to date Tripoli. And I didn't even know Tripoli at the time.
Congratulations to everybody who just cashed in on the how many times will Sam Tripoli be mentioned on this podcast? we just broke over 2.5.
All right, let's I'm enjoying these. Let's this next one. You guys might have better insight than me. I don't understand this one.
It's a mask question.
I know who's going to win this one.
Who will remove their mask first?
Which coach will have their nostrils seen first during the game?
This is a COVID prop bet. I liked this one.
I love it.
I know who's going to win.
Who's going to win?
Andy Reid.
Now, Andy Reid's plus 150.
I'll tell you why. Because I watched Bruce Arians, and there was a few calls in the Saints game he was pissed at, and he kept the mask on. So he was screaming at the ref with the mask on. I'm like, that's weird, because most coaches like Harbaugh, Baltimore, mask off when he needs to get in the ref's ear. I never saw Arians take his mask off.
I like Andy Reid on this bet too, because I feel like Andy Reid has gone back and forth between the mask and the screen, the Iron Man screen that he does. So I could see him coming out with both and then like pulling the mask down to yell so he could just hit the windshield. So I agree with Maddie. I like Andy Reid with the +150 on first to see the nostrils.
But here was what I'll say about that. At least from what I've seen, and I watch closely. That's like one of my things I enjoy watching is people who don't know how to wear the mask or take them down. Like, I don't know. It's just the thing I do when I'm watching these games.
By the way, somehow Pete Carroll is +600 on this or -600. He's not even in the game. They think he's going to show up and take his mask off even without being in the coaching booth.
At least from what I've seen, especially during the playoffs, Reed keeps his mask on, though.
I've watched Arians closer, so I've never seen him take his mask off.
I haven't seen Reed take his mask off either.
Do you think that this line, Maddie, do you think Bruce Arians being the heavy favorite is because they think Bruce Arians will be down and therefore yelling more?
That's a possibility, but I think because Bruce Arians seems to be this kind of like, he's got this kind of hippie mentality. He's always kept his mask on when yelling at the refs. I remember early in the season on Twitter, John Harbaugh got a lot of like flack on Twitter because he's just screaming and spitting on the ref. And I think some of the coaches were like, yeah, I don't want to do that during COVID. And I think Arians is that type of guy. But I think, again, he might be screaming more because if they think he's going to be down, that could be a stalemate.
But I'm with Maddie. I like the Andy Reid. I feel exactly about this bet the opposite of the way I feel of the last one. I think it's worth the extra money on the Bill Belichick bet to make a little bit of dough. But you take the underdog in Andy Reid because maybe it's a burger over there.
You're getting the odds too, and there's going to be that slip where he's like Pat Mahomes comes over to the sidelines, and then he quickly goes like this.
Yeah.
And goes blah, blah, blah. And there you go. You got your money.
Yeah. Plus, the first quarter, he pulls down his mask and kisses Mahomes on the head like he's the Lion King. It's like, thank you.
You got to take the underdog on this because there's more, you make more money. There's the bigger value.
I'm going to say Arians.
Okay.
By the way, not football related, but mask related. Is there like, that's number one on my list right now for pet peeves. People who don't know how to wear masks.
Who don't know how to wear them or who refuse to wear them.
Arians is the ugliest mask.
Who don't know how to wear them.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to be in public and you don't know how to cover your nose and mouth.
I don't think those people don't know how to wear them. I think they don't care to. Like everybody knows it's supposed to cover your mouth and nose.
But what's the problem? Like I just don't understand. What's the difference between – versus that.
I went to Big Bear with the great Danny LaBelle and that dumbass, he's wearing his mask like this, like covering just like half his mouth. And it's, I guess, a Karen. Is that what they call him?
Yeah.
He's like, wear your mask over your nose. So like, I'm like, Danny, just put the fucking mask on your nose, you dumbass. And then he put the mask, you know, so you cover your nose and your face, I guess.
I think Danny Lobel will figure out how to properly wear a mask around the same time as our podcast with him comes out.
What a callback.
4.5 years ago.
By the way, speaking of that, as we go through these bets, we got to do a quick shout out. I got a text from B Indigo. Today is the official 3-year anniversary of Maddie's infamous Super Bowl party for the Patriots Eagles game.
/scissoring.
Are you repeating this because you said it off air the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was like, you said this before. I was worried that you had some early onset dementia.
I was a little offended because 15 minutes ago. You guys didn't mention it as one of your best Super Bowl memories, but like it was a good party. And like I remember doing the podcast and hearing, you know, these girls going at it in the bathroom. And I just remember seeing our faces and then seeing like B. the Indigo's face and the Podoti and the other kid Like, it was like
Morgan. Insanity.
Everybody was shocked. It was a great moment. I was having trouble focusing.
I would say, Matty, I feel like that was like is that a top 10 sexual moment for you?
Is that a top 10 day in your life? Tom Brady. Oh no, actually that was a Tom loss. Brady loss.
It was like,
I was rooting for Brady that day, by the way. Of course, where's the goat when I fucking needed him? Fucking choking.
Through 500 yards. And Belichick decided to bench their best quarterback.
No needs 500 yards, Brady. We need to hand off the ball and be a goddamn game manager like every Super Bowl you won.
Whatever happened to that girl, by the way?
She dumped Maddie and moved out.
No, not her.
My ex dumped me and moved out, but
savage.
This is what I know, and I hope my ex doesn't watch this because she still watches my stories, which is bizarre.
Your ex?
She had a major falling out with her best friend that was really good friends with the girl that was there. So the girl that was there is no longer her friend because she went with the other girl and their lovers, you know, girlfriend fight quarrel. So I don't know. And I don't know what happened to the lesbian girl too, because she was always trying to sleep with my ex-girlfriend. That was the worst.
So the one girl was just bisexual. The one, she was cute. That girl.
I think the one girl that participated is straight, but she was really drunk. And I guess like she got caught up in the moment, and you know, sometimes a girl like challenges another girl. I mean, you guys all watch lesbian porn. You guys know how it goes down. One thing led to another. I mean,
challenge.
I don't know if my girlfriend participated. She was pretending like she didn't, but I don't know, man.
Well, Maddie, I will say, you know, your sister told me, now that we're just going to air some things out, and I think you know about this. Your sister told me one time she looked out from the kitchen and there was three naked girls, including your girlfriend, in the hot tub one night.
Not only that, This was the weirdest thing. Her girlfriend, her sister's boyfriend was in the hot tub too, naked.
So wait.
Which is so bizarre. And they asked me to go in. I'm like, I'm not going to go in a hot tub naked in front of your sister.
But he was naked with three other girls. And what are you doing? You're just sitting in the basement?
Yeah, I was just like, what the hell? I just thought it was really weird.
Man, he's like, I had King Jack suited. I couldn't be bothered. I was deep in a poker tournament.
Who wants to get naked in front of their girlfriend's sister? And then their girlfriend's boyfriend.
Yeah, dude, there's some weird stuff going on there.
That was very odd. That was odd. We were at the time, we were kind of like, you know, it was the spark wasn't really there at the point. So I was just like, come on, like, how old are you? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, come on, like, you're making a loud noise. And then she got mad at my sister because my sister was like, all right, it's midnight, time to wrap things up.
I love your sister looking out while she's like doing the dishes or something and seeing a family of naked people and be like, what is happening?
Yeah. I mean, I probably should have got out there, but I was like, you're worried because you're going to be in a hot tub and you don't want your girlfriend's sister to like see your shriveled up, you know, Johnson, you know?
Maddie, were you cucked that night? Did you go full cuck that night?
It was just like, I was more like disappointed because I thought it was ridiculous. I just thought it was a little ridiculous, I gotta say.
I guess we should move on, Joe. We have a lot of prop bets to get to.
Yeah, we do.
Sorry about that.
I love the next one, by the way.
All right, read it off, Brano.
What will happen first in the game? A sack at +105 or a touchdown at -145? Obviously, the -145 touchdown is the favorite with a high-powered Chiefs team. But I think with either team, but honestly, certainly if the Bucs start with the ball, I think with low-scoring first quarters, which tend to happen in the Super Bowl, I think getting, you know, a +105 on a sack is a nice bet. Like, I want nothing to do with spending 145 to make 100 on a touchdown. So I love the sack on this bet.
Love it, too.
I'll make that all three of us. I love the sack as well.
And all it takes is like Pat Mahomes to like maybe get sacked for 2 yards or something.
Yeah.
And Brady, you know, he got set. The Packers sacked him, I think, once on the first drive before they got a touchdown. So,
if there's somebody who knows how to get to Tom Brady, it's Steve Spagnuolo. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And that scares me for sure. He's got his number for the last 15 years.
All right, the next one. Who will score the first touchdown? The odds-on favorite is Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, both at plus 500. The field plus 750. Fournette plus 900. Evans also plus 900. Godwin plus 1,000. And then Gronk and Mahomes at plus 1,100.
And then you go, and then you get Williams at plus 13, Brown at plus 14, Ronald Jones at plus 14, and Mecole Hardman with a potential kickoff return touchdown at plus 1,500. But then, of course, you get the field at plus 750. The field includes Tom Brady on a one-yard QB sneak. The field includes, you know, some fucking receiver you've never heard of, which tends to happen in the Super Bowl. Maddie, who do you like? Who are your value bets here?
I love Mecole Hardman. Like I was going to say, yeah. I think he's going to have a big game because he's coming along. I liked it that he fumbled the ball last 2 weeks ago, but the Chiefs stuck with him. And I thought that was really interesting that, you know, he was still a big part of their game plan. And you know they're going to prime on Kelce and Tyreek Hill. And Hardman is kind of coming along, so he's a great value bet. Like you put $10 on Mecole Hardman, you win 150. I mean, he can very easily get that first touchdown. And I love playoff Lenny if the Bucs score first.
I would say plus Hardman can get it either receiving or running, right? Because they can do the jet sweep with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maddie, make sure you're speaking into the microphone.
Sorry, my friend.
I don't know what you're doing. I can't wait for the tweets, right, Prado?
Yeah. I like, by the way.
I rock back and forth, man. Remember that pitching coach, Leo Mazzoni?
By the way, I still like, I know they're the favorites, but you're still getting 5-1 odds. Tyreek Hill, I like Tyreek Hill at plus 500. And I got to say, I love at plus 1,100. I love Rob Gronkowski with, you know, what will be his one Super Bowl catch for 7 yards and a touchdown in the first quarter of the game. And everybody goes, this is it, Brady and Gronkowski. And he never is heard from again. He gets out jumped by, a white backup linebacker who just happens to be in the game for the clinching interception or something like that. But he gets his early touchdown. Everybody thinks this is going to be Brady Gronk all day. One catch, but it's worth 11-1 odds on it.
Hey, that one catch he had in the NFC Championship game was huge.
Yeah.
Was that
a run or was that a catch? This behind the line screen pass.
He's been blocking. They love his blocking. And he's a great locker room guy.
Well, and who's their other tight end? Is it
Cameron
Brate. I saw a stat on him. What was it?
He's a good guy too for the first touchdown. I mean, he's probably 20-1.
Yeah,
and this year I made a lot of money twice on Dawson Knox, who was always 20-1. I put $5 on Dawson Knox, hit it twice. So if you can get like young kids out there, young dirt balls, you get a guy like Mecole Hardman, 15, you know, it's 15-1. You put $10 on him, you're going to be $150. That's, you can do a lot of shit with that money.
Yeah. And look, when you start looking at first touchdown bets, everybody loves to go up in those value bets and go, oh, I can get 11-1. I can get 12-1. If you go through all the other bets that we've gone through so far, the money line dogs are like plus 150, plus 200. You can get Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill right now. And if you take them both, you basically get plus 250 on the pair. That's still a great bet.
Yeah. Well, the next bet is, it comes the same along the same lines because it's first touchdown as well. What will be the length of the first touchdown? We have 1 to 7 yards at plus 125, 8 to 15 yards plus 180, 16 to 25 plus 350, 26 to 39 plus 600, 40 to 59 plus 1,000, 60 to 79 plus 1,400. I mean, then we're
80 to 95 is plus 33, 96 or more is plus 4,000. I don't even know what a 0-yard touchdown means. Is that inside the one?
I would imagine it's right on the goal line or inside the one. That's like you can
Maddie,
screw you
Maddie, we need you doing 0-yard interview here. We need you right on the goal line.
You need to speak into the camera.
It's not a bad bet.
Okay, hold on. Don't hurt our ears now.
I think you can sit back comfortably. I think you just gotta look upright.
Okay, how's that?
Perfect.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, the tweets will be great. I'm looking forward to the tweets.
I got
to
say, you know, I love 26 to 39 yards at plus 600 just for the value. That's, you know,
nice Brady to Scotty Miller, yeah. Scotty too hottie in the corner.
I actually do. I mean, I think, you know, you get in that range where you're not in the red zone yet and somebody, you know, a back and forth. I just believe Super Bowls are going to start slow. They tend to, but you get in that range where it's like, oh, you're just, you know, just crossing the 50 basically, but you're not quite in the red zone yet. You're in that middle zone and somebody gets free. Is that going to be the right answer? I don't know, but I like the value of plus 600 more than the plus 125 of a Tom Brady sneak or a Andy Reid running Mahomes on the option. So that's my bet. My bet's the 26 to 39 at plus 600.
I'm going to go with the 16 to 25.
Yeah, I find this bet just like crazy luck. Like anything can happen. You can throw a 40-yard pass and get tackled at the one, and then it's 1-7. You know what I mean? But the 40-yard play is the big play. So I'll stay away from it, but if I had to bet, probably 1-7, 8-15.
All right. Will there be a lead change in the fourth quarter? Yes, plus 180. No, minus 245. This is a tough one. I'm going to go with yes.
Plus, as a gambler, again, the odds are great.
I'm with you guys in a yes, plus 180. But what I think is most interesting, and I think this is a stay away because I think the no is maybe, obviously, is the sure bet, but like minus 245 is ridiculous, especially if you think it's going to be a close Super Bowl. But when you look into these bets, right, you look past what the actual bet is. You have to think that no minus 245, they think they're counting on a backdoor Brady cover. They're not counting on the Bucs winning this game going away. They think if there's going to be no lead change in the fourth quarter, but the spread is 3, the money says backdoor Brady cover. That's what Vegas believes in. Am I crazy in thinking that's reading between the lines here?
3 points is such a small margin. Not like 5 or 7.
That's my point, though. Hear me out, Maddie. If it's a 3-point game, right?
Yeah.
If it's going to be a close game, wouldn't you think a lead change in the fourth quarter is almost a certainty?
Oh, sure. I mean, if it's a crazy Super Bowl, like a lot of Brady Super Bowls are, it would flip flop. But I guess they say no.
Right. And I feel like they say no, but they still say a 3-point game because they're counting on the Chiefs having it. And potentially if they're being it getting close in the fourth quarter, it's for the Bucs to close the gap.
Well, they also know that like a lot of people are always bet on Brady, no matter what, you know, like put Brady with your money. So they know they're going to get a lot of money on Brady.
I mean, did you guys see the $3.6 million bet by the guy who's already lost? Like, he lost $11 million on the Nationals winning the World Series. He lost $1 million on something else.
Who did he put it on?
Put it on your boy, Tom Brady and the Bucks.
Oh, that's such a killer.
He's taking Brady to the mattresses, the mattress king of Texas or whoever he is.
Not the MyPillow guy.
Not the MyPillow guy. The mattress guy. I'm sure he works closely with the MyPillow guy.
Yeah.
Well, the next two ones are good. They're about interceptions. So we'll just go over those together. Will Patrick Mahomes throw an interception? Yes, plus 140. No, minus 180. And will Tom Brady throw an interception? Yes, minus 165. No, plus 125. I'm going to say they both throw interceptions.
I'm actually going to say Mahomes doesn't. I'm going to say, you know, Brady throws interceptions. That's part of his game.
Maddie. Prano, what's going on with his sound?
I don't know.
I'm going to switch to my phone. I can switch to my phone.
Just stay right there. No, you're perfect.
Just stay right there.
These are both stayaways for me because I agree with Maddie. I think Vegas has it right. No minus 180 on Patrick Mahomes. Yes, minus 165 on Tom Brady. I'm not making very much money betting on, you know, Tom Brady to throw a pick. I'm not making a ton of money. I mean, I think the best of all these of all four of these bets is Patrick Mahomes. Yes, for plus 140. But I'm still going to say it's a stay away because I think it's a no for Mahomes and a yes for Brady.
All right. Receiving yards for Travis Kelce. Over 98.5 minus 125. Under 98.5 minus 105.
Travis Kelce, up there for league's leading receiver as a tight end. He's Mahomes' security blanket. It's a, he loves to go to him. But 98.5 yards for a tight end in the Super Bowl is just so much. I think he's more likely to have 3 touchdowns than he is to have 98.5 yards. I could be totally wrong, but you're getting a better number at under 98.5. I'm going to go under 98.5.
I agree. And it's just
over.
You're going to go over.
Yeah, because I think they'll really key up on Tyreek Hill. Like, they're going to really try to take him out of the game. And I think Kelsey's going to get a lot of chances, They're going to have to make a decision. Who are you going to let beat us?
I think this is one thing's for sure. I think this is a fun bet. As far as Super Bowl props go, getting in on the Travis Kelce over-under, it'll make your Super Bowl interesting down to the end.
Of course. I mean, he's going to get some big catches. The worst thing that can happen is that the Chiefs are up by a lot. And then that will screw the bet up. It's got to be a close game for him to win this.
Okay, this is an old article. I don't know. I don't know. For some reason, I don't have an updated one. It's from 2014. But as of 2014, only 2 tight ends had ever had 100 yards in a Super Bowl. And so I don't know what's happened in the last 7 years, but I want to say no tight ends had 100 yards in a Super Bowl in the last 7 years. Do you think?
I have no idea.
So,
Kowski have it against the Seahawks?
I don't know. Maybe. But basically, no way. I think the odds are in the favor that he does not do that. Okay, who will have more passing yards? Obviously, Mahomes is the favorite. This is it. Minus 115.
Which QB will have more passing yards? Patrick Mahomes? Minus 25.5 yards versus Tom Brady, or Tom Brady plus 25.5 yards versus Patrick Mahomes. So they think that the difference, basically they've got a spread on the quarterback yardage and it's 25.5. So who do you think will have more yards? Patrick Mahomes minus whatever 25.5 off his total over Tom Brady, or Tom Brady plus 25.5 on his total over Mahomes. It's an even money bet. It's minus 115, basically either way. I'm on the Mahomes train.
See, the thing about this is, like, if the Chiefs win convincingly, like Joe says, Brady will win this bet because by the end of the game, he's going to be having to pass the ball a lot. So they're going to just take the running game away because they're going to be behind. So it's kind of weird. It's usually the quarterback that loses that gets blown out that wins this bet because the other team starts running the ball, killing clock, and then the other team is just throwing the ball all over the place. So –
by the way, I don't think that the Bucs get blown out, but I think that they lose by double digits, which you could say, well, you're saying they get blown out, but I think
I'm going to say Brady. I'm just going to say Brady has his day. He's going to win this bet. He's got 25 yard spread. I like Brady here.
What do you like Brady's total at? Because I don't think a 300 yard passing day in the Super Bowl happens. Like, I think you're looking at Mahomes in the 295 number is probably what they want for him to win the game. So then it's the question is, does Brady get to 260, 265?
I'm going to say Brady is at 290. Mahomes is at like 280.
Wow.
If Brady's at 290, then you got to love Brady plus 25.5.
Yep, I do. I might throw a little on that.
I like Mahomes in this as well. All right. Will either kicker hit the upright or crossbar on a missed field goal or extra point attempt? Yes, plus 315. No, minus 530. I'm going to say no.
How often does this happen? Very rarely.
It very rarely happens, but I kind of love this bet, getting plus 315 for a yes. I feel like I've seen more doinks in the last 3, playoff games I've watched than I did for 30 years before that. I like Butker off a doink and in for plus 315.
You know, it's kind of like when you bet on a safety in the Super Bowl, because, you know, safeties rarely happen, but you get great odds. And somehow in a lot of Super Bowls, there are safeties. So this is not a bet. You get great odds, but I would I'm going to stay away from that one.
All right. The next ones are some fun ones. Here's a cross sport one Joe put on. Tom Brady, which will be higher, Tom Brady pass completions or the Knicks first quarter total points versus the Heat?
I kind of like this one. I mean, you're looking at, I can tell you for sure, the Knicks.
Holy shit. Fuck, dude. Jesus, man. What the fuck? Scared the shit out of me. Oh, my God.
Who's
sorry,
that?
My little brother. Oh, my God. Holy shit. It's like I saw a ghost. Oh, my God. I had a heart attack. I just looked over. Holy shit. Fuck. Oh, my God. I watched I watched that Night Stalker last night.
Dude, that kept me up for two nights.
That's what it was.
Right?
Do you want to pop on camera real quick? This is my little brother. Oh, my God.
There
Ramirez.
There he
What's
is.
Up? That's awesome. I heard you on one of the recent episodes. Good to see you back.
I don't know if I can hear you.
Hey, the guy doesn't know how to use the mic.
He doesn't know how to use the mic.
I can hear Ruther's brother better than I can hear Maddie.
How you doing, buddy? What's your name?
He can't hear that. No. Maddie, he's not 4 years old.
My nephew was on.
It's Mark.
What's up, Mark?
Oh my God. All right. Well, are you taking off?
I gotta drive to Elliott's and
all right.
Other stuff too.
All right. Well, I'll hit you up later.
He went to Ohio State, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark. I'll talk to you later. Sorry guys. Oh my God, dude.
You're gonna die of a heart attack.
Dude, I watched that. I shouldn't have watched that last night. It freaked. I finished it last night. It freaked me out. Like
I haven't watched it yet. Is it a series or is it a?
It's so scary.
It's like four parts, and it's through the eyes of the detectives.
I love that shit, and my girlfriend will she'd be like, "No, I'm gonna be scared. I gotta watch it. I can't believe I haven't watched it. I love that stuff.
That guy is just pure evil.
He's pure evil, and I'll say this: I never had feelings of like being scared or whatever, but being at this house by myself last night. I finished it at like 2 a.m. and I was like, fuck, I don't want to go to bed in the house by myself.
Everybody that I meet who's from L.A. has a story. It was like 30 years ago, my aunt was sitting in her kitchen and then she looks in the window and there he is. And she just sees his face and she screams. And when I hear that, it just like hair sticks up on my body. The guy was just the creepiest guy ever.
Dude,
That's like Pete, my buddy, you know, Pete Sestaro. You guys all know Pete Sestaro. Pete Sestaro has a Derek Jeter in the early 2000s rule. He said everybody who lived in New York in the 2000s knew a girl who hooked up with Derek Jeter.
Pretty
that's
true.
Derek Jeter was New York's Night Stalker.
Got it. And they got a gift bag and they signed an agreement too.
Yeah.
But I just looked to my right and just saw my brother standing there through the doorway and I can't hear anybody. He said he was going to drop something off. And I thought he was just going to drop something off. Right. And it just, dude, I'll be honest. Like if we're going to be honest for a second,
oh, here we go.
I like thought I saw my dad standing there and it freaked me the fuck out. Like it just freaked me out. Like the corner of my eye was like, holy shit. My dad is here. That I'll tell you what, back pain gone instantly. I was so scared. It's gone.
Like the hiccups.
He cured me. Okay. Third ball's like, what is happening? What are we even talking about right now?
Now we know how to the cure Knicks. Back. And we need to get a fat head of your dad and put it on the wall in there. So every time it's Walt. Oh, my back pain's better. Somebody just hiding it around like he's Elf on a Shelf. Walt on a door.
We're doing Brady versus Knicks or in the Knicks, right?
So I think this is a fun bet. And I can tell you one thing, as a guy who watches a lot of Knicks games, I watch basically every Knicks game these days, and the Knicks total first quarter points versus the Heat, I'd say 25 is a good bet. The Knicks don't score over 100 points all that often. I mean, and the Heat are, you know, a decent defensive team. I'd say Tom Brady pass completions over 25 is basically the bet. I like Tom Brady pass completions.
What's the Heat's defense like?
Heat's defense is pretty good. Knicks offense, you know, the Knicks are okay these days, but like, the idea of the Knicks coming out and having a 35-point quarter is probably not.
What time
likely.
Is this game in the morning, or like in LA would be what, 10 in the morning, 11 in the morning?
Yeah, I don't know what time that game is. It's probably a matinee game though, right? On a Sunday. Yeah,
sure. I this is so close. I think it's like it will be decided by 1 or 2 points either way.
I like Brady in this one.
Heat Knicks,
it's close.
It's a 1 to 1 p.m. game. It's a second day of a back to back for the Knicks.
Ooh.
I like Brady.
Yeah, Knicks put up like 22 points. Like Brady's got it.
Yeah.
All right. Which will be higher? I think this one's a really fun one. Clyde Edwards-Helaire rushing yards at -200 or the Super Bowl 55 winning QB age at +150.
Which is crazy because +150, they're basically saying Clyde Edwards-Helaire doesn't get 40 rushing yards no matter what, let alone 25 rushing yards.
I was going to say, you got to go with, I mean, you got to go with Helaire on this, right?
I mean, he is the favorite at -200.
He's getting healthy. And I think they might, you know, it might shock everybody by running the ball because everybody thinks they're just going to pass. And he's a good player. When he was healthy, he was great. So I like that. I like -200.
Yeah, +150 is not a big enough bump for me to play the middle game of like, oh, he gets more than, you know, he gets more than Mahomes, but less than Brady, and Brady wins. Like, yeah, I got to go -200 for sure here. I mean, the idea of the Super Bowl, which will be higher, if his team wins, the idea that he doesn't get 25 yards rushing.
I know.
The next one, by the way, is my favorite one of the whole day, and I love the bet.
Yeah, go over it, because I don't even know what the
which will be higher, Mike Evans receiving yards or the Waste Management Phoenix Open lowest round score in the first round, or maybe lowest round score.
Par would be like 72, so somebody would hit like a 66.
Yeah, so somebody going, you know, 5 under. 6 under for the day. I mean, I like Mike Evans over 65 receiving yards, right?
Actually, I don't, because he's a guy that will score touchdowns, but he might catch 2 passes for 25 yards and get 1 touchdown. I don't know. There's something about him that he doesn't get a lot of yards. You know, I think Godwin will get a lot more yards than he does.
I don't know. I like Evans at like the round could go low. Somebody could come in with a 65 or a 66. I like Evans over that, and I'm willing to pay the price. I'm willing to pay the $50 to make the extra. So I'm going to go Mike Evans -150. And it also, to be, what a fun bet to make. Then you're tracking the entire golf tournament.
Yeah, that's a real degenerate bet.
Yeah, and that's a real degenerate golf tournament. I mean, I know it's
what
probably
a weird sponsor.
Weird COVID restrictions this year, but that's usually the tournament where people get turnt on it down there in Phoenix. There's one par three where people are, you know, it's like the party hole of the year. So I like Evans. Ruther, who do you like in that one?
I don't like Evans. I agree with Maddie. I think,
wow.
I think
Evans versus the Saints had 1 catch for 6 yards.
And he didn't do much against the Packers either.
Except for the first drive, he had 2 beautiful catches, and then sure, he kind of didn't do much. So he kind of gets lost sometimes. Like he makes some big catches, and then you don't hear from him for 2 quarters. And Godwin is more the guy, I think, to get the yards.
Yeah, I agree.
By the way, just before we move on, I didn't want to overload it, but for some reason, Bovada, where I got most of these bets, I think almost all of these came from Bovada. So if you want to know where you can place the bets with these numbers, go to Bovada. Not that they're a sponsor of the show, but they had a lot of bets that went back and forth between this game and that golf tournament. And one of the ones that I didn't put on here, and I should have, because I love it, is total interceptions versus total hole in ones in a tournament. And I think that's what, I mean, what a fun bet. You're basically betting like, do either of them go two or more? And I forget what the numbers on it were, but like, that'd be a real fun one. And then just to mind that par three the whole weekend. So look into that if you guys want a fun one.
All right, let's move into the halftime, which is going to be headlined by The Weeknd. How many songs will be played during the halftime show? Over eight is minus 200. Under eight is plus 180.
Don't they only do like five songs?
I hate this. I know. This is why I put it on there, because it's the conversation we have all the time. They play three notes of some song, and then they played that song. Unless that song was played first, then it wasn't the first song. It's always very confusing. But the idea of playing over eight songs, to me,
no way.
I mean, it seems like
somebody's gonna show up too, like Beyonce or something.
Yeah, and they have a lot of bets on. They have a lot of bets on Ariana Grande, Drake, Doja Cat, whoever the hell Doja Cat is, and then of somebody else showing up.
What are the odds of R. Kelly doing Ignition? Is there odds on him?
I think it's plus 40,000.
What are the odds of R. Kelly doing Reignition?
Yeah. What are the odds of R. Kelly writing a song called Reignition, an Ignition remix reboot, and then getting asked to play that at the Super Bowl during the weekends?
Did I ever tell you guys the R. Kelly story when I was in college?
How could you have not?
So my sophomore year is when the Rams played the Eagles in the NFC Championship, the year the Rams lost to the Patriots.
Yeah.
And R. Kelly sung the national anthem for the NFC Championship. You know, the game was in St. Louis. And then he's got such an ego. He was like, yo, man, I just want to ball on some people. So, you know, the university's real close to, it's basically downtown. It's like a mile or two outside of downtown, and it's real close to the dome. So him and his entourage pulled up to the rec center on our campus after he sung the national anthem so that he could straight up ball on college kids. And they pulled up with this whole, because I remember I was watching the game
on Championship Sunday.
Yeah. After he sung it. And because I remember, of course, you know, word spreads quickly. I'm not out there. I'm watching the game, and people are like, dude, R. Kelly is in the rec center now challenging people to games. Or who knows? Was he trying to groom young college girls?
Right.
Like, what was his motive on the rec center?
Kill two birds at once.
Yeah. He's like, all right, we're going one-on-one. I win. You win. I give you $1,000 cash. You win. I get to pee on your little sister who's still in middle school. And they're like, whoa. Whoa, R. Kelly, take it easy.
All right. I don't know much of The Weeknd, but here are the weekends.
By the way, I think we're all going under eight for plus 180. It seems like they have the number set at eight.
Yeah.
But the idea of going over eight and having to spend 200 to win 100, I think we're all in on plus 180. That might be one of my bets too.
All right, which song will The Weeknd play first? The favorite is Blinding Lights at plus 150. Then
which I'm assuming is the song that they've been playing every single weekend for.
It is a good song. But it's the only song I know he does.
Starboy and Pray For Me are both plus 250. Can't Feel My Face plus 300. Hawaii plus 700.
Hawaii.
What is it?
No,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
Just kidding.
I Feel It Coming plus 900, Earned It in Love. Dude, I don't know any of these fucking songs.
You're getting money on all of them. Lights.
You might go with Blinding Lights.
But it seems like you saved that one. They've been hearing it.
I would say Can't Feel
My Face.
You know
what they always do? They always do the ballad. Like he starts out, he does like a verse of the ballad and it's like slow. And then all of a sudden the dancers pop up and then Blinding Lights starts.
This is exactly how I got burned on the Super Bowl thing, because they're like, yeah, that verse doesn't count. And I'm like, how dare you?
See, that's the confusing thing, because they don't do a full song.
Yeah.
So like you do one verse of like a ballad and then you go into Blinding Lights. Who wins?
Right. It should be whatever you play. One, you play two notes of something. That's the song.
It. Yeah.
I'm still waiting for a response from Bovada on my Coldplay bet. Bovada, answer me, goddammit.
Why don't you call him? I call them all the time.
Do you?
When I get a bad beat in poker, I tell them it's rigged. I scream at them. I go, you motherfuckers, this system's rigged. You see the bad beats? Look at that shit. I've done about 10 of those.
I'm staying away from first song, but if you made me put money on it, I'm going to take a little bit of extra dough than the plus 150, and I'll go Can't Feel My Face for plus 300.
Yeah, you're following my – yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Can't Feel My Face a ballad?
I don't think The Weeknd does ballads, but I can tell you for sure. Here's what I know. I've heard that the song Can't Feel My Face. Yeah. I've heard Starboy, and I'm assuming Blinding Lights as the favorite is the one that they've been killing me with every weekend on CBS. Other than that, I have no idea what any of these other songs are. I hope this is the last we ever hear of The Weeknd.
I'm a fan. I mean, he's not bad. You know, he's not Prince yet, but he's a very good artist, and I don't know what to say.
You know why they spell weekend the weekend differently?
Why?
That third E, you have to take that E to enjoy The Weeknd's music.
I did love him in
Is that an old tweet, Joe Prano?
No, it should be a new tweet though. That's
Uncut
the,
Gems.
E you have to snort to enjoy The Weeknd's music.
I love that Adam Sandler wanted to fight him in Uncut Gems.
Was The Weeknd in that?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Remember he goes to the club?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That's right. Great scene.
Love that movie.
That's a good movie. All right. Who will win the Super Bowl 55? Or I'm sorry. Who will the MVP mention first in their speech? Teammates minus 150, God plus 215, family or family members plus 550, city plus 650, coach, owner, or no mention of the above, all at plus 1400.
I did call Bovada because I wanted to know if God also encapsulates the devil just in case Tom Brady wins. But the idea of betting the minus 150 for teammates is reckless. I think, you know, half the time, God's coming first. So the idea of taking plus 215 on God is great. I just want to thank God for this opportunity. Blah, but like you're getting odds on God. I'll take God.
I'm going to throw something out that they should have put odds on this for 2020-21. Essential workers.
Oh, wow. Well, no mention of any of the above. So they don't have other.
That'd be funny if they go, I want to thank the essential workers for this year, because there's going to be a lot of them in the crowd. So they might go, listen, this is not about us. We're no heroes. It's about the essential workers.
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. There's not like an other for, you know, plus 1100. Yeah. I'd love to take plus 1100 just in case Tom Brady goes, just want to thank, you know, all the employees of the TB12 method. I want to thank my trainer.
Look, now, Brady's not a God guy.
Brady's not a God guy.
I'll be the first to admit, you know, because I follow him on Instagram. When he does the things like after they win, he's hugging that Alexis Guerrero. It's bad. I admit it.
But what about Mahomes? Is Mahomes a God guy?
I'm sure he is.
He's from the South. He's from Texas.
I feel like he's a God guy, but I feel like he could also do family. He's a real teammates guy, though. I feel like for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna say teammates.
I mean, the thing with Mahomes is he's had his girlfriend since high school. Like, he's a good-looking guy. He's the most talented guy in football. He's got all the money in the world. It's like, how do you just be so loyal? That's amazing.
To that screaming lunatic.
That's maybe the best part about him.
He goes on her Instagram with her sixth head and just screams every weekend.
I mean,
I thought she was going to turn down the screaming with no fans in the stands this year, but no, she's alone in an owner's box screaming her fucking lungs out.
I would tell my girl, just shut the hell up. Like, Like, I just don't get these people. And then Mahomes has got his mom. You know, his mom was like the election was rigged person. Did you know that?
No, that's hilarious.
So, oh, like,
Republicans.
Yeah. So, like, his mom's a big Republican. So, like, he's got it on all ends. And I'm thinking, like, she was posting a lot of wild stuff on social after the election.
Love
and
it.
If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm thinking, like, dude, I got to deal with my fiance, my mom, my brother. Like, just let me. Like, I actually respect him so much more because that's a lot of distractions to deal with.
Yeah.
Right?
His brother's also got quite the TikTok thing going on.
Her brother? His brother,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
His brother and her, like, who's her best friend. And
very odd.
My girlfriend follows all these people, and now her new follow is Travis Kelce's wife or girlfriend or whatever, who's like also like an Instagram model. Which, by the way, I just want to, it's so ridiculous now. Basically, it used to just be like you start dating an athlete and that gets to be your career. You just like share in their wealth. Does every athlete's girlfriend automatically get to become an Instagram like exercise guru? It's like, just because you are hot and Travis Kelce dates you doesn't mean I want to hear about your fucking workout.
I agree. By the way, I I'm not on TikTok, so I don't see any of this stuff. And I don't know if I'll ever get on, to be honest.
I'm not on it either. I just know that's what he does. It's very odd because you have two children and one is like this freak athlete and the other one does weird
TikTok dances. I mean, the thing is, you know, I got the one thing I'll give TikTok credit for is their algorithm is amazing. Whatever you follow and whatever you like, your feed will be filled with that. Like they've got their algorithm sorted. I've never once seen Patrick Mahomes' brother on TikTok.
I just know about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get to the Gatorade. What color liquid will be poured on the game winning coach? Red is the favorite at plus 160. Orange is at plus 165. Green and yellow, plus 330. Clear / water, plus 650. Blue, plus 800. And purple, plus 1300.
To me, I just like,
both
you're getting money.
Red, it's red.
You're getting money on all of them, but like plus 650 for water. I'm going to play plus 650 for water.
Like, water too.
That's just a nice value bet. You're basically having to guess a color, or you can guess they don't do Gatorade, they do water. I'm into the water. Plus 650.
I'm not going to bet on it, but if I had to, if we had play money, I would take the water.
Yeah, that's a good bet. All right, Super Bowl of MVP. Here we are. Mahomes the favorite, minus 120. Brady at plus 200. Kelce and Tyreek Hill, plus 1,000. Leonard Fournette, plus 2,500. Mike Evans, plus 2,800. Chris Godwin, Tyron Matthew. How's it pronounced? Matthew? How's it pronounced?
Yeah, Matthew, I think. Tyron Matthew. I don't know.
Plus 3,000.
Honey Badger, come on.
Yeah. Devin White, plus 3,000. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, plus 3,500. Then we start moving into really high up. Shaquille Barrett, plus 4,500. Mecole Hardman and Ronald Jones. I'm sorry, Mecole Hardman, plus 5,000. Ronald Jones, plus 5,500. San Francisco Brown. Then you start getting way deep at the 6,600s with Gronk and Cameron Brate, Frank Clark, Chris Jones, Sammy Watkins, and Darrell Williams.
I guess
he's going to be the favorite.
Here's the thing. I like Mahomes. You're not sure. Like to bet 100 and basically get even money on Patrick Mahomes to win the Super Bowl MVP is not terrible. If you put a gun to my head and said you had to bet $1,000 on the Super Bowl MVP, I'm going to put it on Mahomes. That being said, if I'm going to sprinkle a little bit out there for value, 10-1 on Travis Kelce. I mean, what if he catches three touchdowns? 10-1 on Tyreek Hill. What if he catches a bunch? Maddie is getting 25-1 on playoff Lenny.
That's what I was going to say. I love playoff Lenny. If they decide to run the ball and he has a big game, you know, you probably got to be safe because the quarterback usually wins MVP, but here's one I love. This guy to me is a top five player on the field at all times. Devin White, 30-1. Throw 10 on that. He could. He has the Von Miller potential to really wreck a game. And if it be, if the defense really comes through, you never know. I love Devin White. Love
yeah, I the mean, man. It, listen, if you're gonna win, if the Bucs are gonna win, they're gonna have to make some big plays on defense. You're gonna have to get, you know, a turnover here and there. I like 30-1 on Devin White. And I gotta say, if you want to have a crazy value bet, do the Mecole Hardman. If Mecole Hardman gets, you know, a kick return and a jet sweep or a kick return and a big pass touchdown, guy scores 2 touchdowns, 1 with special teams, and you get 50-1 on it. It's fun, easy money.
Yeah.
Imagine taking, you know, $50 and throwing it on Mecole Hardman, getting a kick return on your first, sprinkle $50 on the first touchdown and the Super Bowl MVP. Guy could come through for you. But I like Mahomes. I like Kelsey.
Yeah, Devin White.
That's all I can you say. Can you imagine if Tyreek Hill wins it?
That's a good bet too.
I'm talking about the social justice warriors.
Yeah.
I mean, full force. Okay, the last one. Does Andy Reid talk about burgers a lot?
Well, he talked about it last year post Super Bowl.
I don't remember that.
Like the cheeseburger.
He's like, I'm going back to Kansas City to eat some cheeseburgers. So let me just say this. This is why I put this on here. I love this bet at Yes plus 550. Here's what I think about Andy Reid. Great football coach, but total fucking cornball. Like, I feel like if they win and he gets the interview, like, I feel like he brings back his trademark. I feel like he goes for it. He's like, I'm doing the burger thing again. I think he's been planning it. He comes into the, you know, he shows up at the burger restaurant 2 days later in a Chiefs Hawaiian shirt. You know, he punt passes and kicks a fucking cheeseburger through the uprights. Like, I feel like getting 5.5-1 odds versus a minus 1,000. I feel like Andy Reid is corny enough to run it back.
I can see that. I mean, I also see if, like, he's on the podium and the players are behind him, they're probably like, cheeseburger, and they're like, you know, say it.
I mean, I think here's what I'm saying. I think if they win, it's going to be a coin flip whether or not he thinks to mention the burger. So at 5.5-1, I put it on there specifically because I'm sprinkling a little money on fucking Andy Reid running it back.
I like that. I like that thought process.
I think Andy Reid and the burgers is like Joe Prano and Miller Lite. He's going to keep mentioning it until they fucking cave and sponsor him. Until this guy's the Hamburglar.
Where did they go? What are your adjustments for halftime? He goes, I'm going to eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Never know.
Well, those are all the prop bets, and obviously you guys can go check out. There's so many available. There's hundreds of them available online, but it looks like we have our own little bet. Me and Maddie are going to take the Bucks with the 3 points against Joe at $50 a pop.
I love it. I love that I'm gonna, you know, cut some of my losses from Maddie's guy making the Super Bowl by getting you guys all hyped up on the effort. Like he did the unthinkable. He got there. I didn't think he would be able to do it. It cost me money. And you guys are giving me a chance to get some of that money back by just like, don't stop believing. You guys,
it's like a friendly thing. So to me, it's like, if I lose, it's like, you know, I don't want to take your money. You're a nice guy. We've been friends forever. You know, I'll just give it back, you know.
What are you guys doing is the question. Obviously, it's a little different this year with COVID. And
I'm a massive lesbian Super Bowl party. No, it's just me. And I live next to it. You know, you saw my new compound. So I'll probably watch my brother-in-law and then maybe my nephew will try to watch. But
I'll probably
watch in my place because I'll be into it. Like I haven't decided what I'm going to eat though.
I got to say, I'm disappointed in Ruther that he's not flying into Burbank and going to Matty G's house for the Super Bowl.
Andy, what's the spread?
A tradition
for you?
Unlike any other.
What are you eating this year?
What's the question? Well, there's a few factors. I have the tournament starts tomorrow for the third grade basketball, and whoever planned this is a moron. because the championship game, if we do make it that far, we'd have to win three games, would be 2 o'clock Sunday.
That's terrible. Ridiculous.
It really is.
Are you in Central Time or Eastern?
Eastern.
Okay.
So it's also ridiculous.
So what time does the game start?
5:00? 6:15.
Okay. So, you know, I would still give me probably about 2 hours, but still you don't schedule, so I don't know what I'm gonna do. I haven't talked to my brothers. Obviously, you know, we haven't actually all got together. And with our families, you know, with COVID, I haven't seen all my brothers and their families in one spot since my dad's funeral in September. So I don't know. I'll either go over to brothers, or maybe I'll invite two friends over or something. I don't know. Spread wise.
What about your buddy Cutter? What's he up to?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I mean, you can never go wrong with that Jets pizza, Prano.
Oh yeah. It's good pizza.
Jets pizza good in Cincinnati, or is that?
Prano's had it.
It is. Joe would know. He's a New Yorker.
I got to say, I did enjoy it. I love a good New York Sicilian slice, you know, and Jets pizza is Detroit style, which is like, you know, almost like Sicilian. It's a little, not quite as doughy, but I liked it. And I like their ranch, and I like the all corners version of it too. I like that Jared Goff, that Detroit style medium we got.
Yeah, no, for sure. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just excited for the game, to be honest.
I think I've got an invite to Andy Laz's. He's keeping a tight group for an outdoor backyard, you know, for everybody who's seen the Andy Lazarus spread. He's got a pretty good outdoor TV/barbecue situation. So I think we might run the game over there. I got to figure out though what his spread situation is, because I need some wings. I think wings in the Super Bowl go together. Like, you just got to have them. If he's not going to do them, I'll bring my own. And I don't know what it is, but like, I'm kind of a wing wimp. I hate the fully connected wing. I hate the, you know, the,
I only like I drumsticks.
The full wing creeps me out. I prefer the drummies. Absolutely. The idea that there is even like a subsection of the population, which is like flat preference, is crazy to me. And then, of course, like, I'm not afraid to admit I'll eat a boneless wing.
Ruther loves boneless.
Put a boneless wing on a fork.
Guy.
I'm a boneless guy. I don't want to be making a mess.
I love it. I like getting a little of both. I like getting some drummies and some boneless.
I make a mess with wings. We eating wings is a fucking art project.
Matt, you should legally
eating a bowl
only
of cereal is a mess.
Yeah. You should legally only be allowed to eat boneless wings.
Probably true. I make a mess. I go through a whole roll of paper towels. I'll probably get wings, maybe some pizza, but maybe I'll make a roast. I'm starting to cook a lot because of COVID.
Shut up. Maddie cooking?
Maddie making a roast?
I'm a fucking hell of a cook, man.
I think that's a weekly YouTube video.
I'm Guy Ferrari over here.
We'll call it Maddie Makes, and just whatever he makes.
I'm a regular Guy Ferrari over here.
All about onions and salt. That's the key to anything Flavor Town. Onions and salt.
Flavor Town.
Oh my God. This is a whole series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to bring back the Dirty Sports YouTube content. We used to do Maddie restaurant reviews. Now we need Maddie's cooking show.
Do you know that one? I did this review for this
little
place. It's
like the Swedish chef. If the Swedish chef only had one working arm.
All I need is one hand. But I got three things going. I make broccoli. Make rice. I made sick barbecue chicken last night. Fuck, it was good.
You barbecue it? You had it out on the grill?
No, I baked it, but when it's a little warmer, I barbecue. The problem with barbecuing chicken is I like the skin, and if you barbecue it, you're going to burn the skin off.
Yeah.
You know, cook like me knows this stuff.
Yeah, but no, hold on. I like to bake the chicken with barbecue. What you got to do is, let's say you put it in for an hour. You put the barbecue on at like 45 or 50. And it doesn't get burnt too badly.
Grill it.
What's that?
When you grill it outside.
No, when you bake it, if you're going to bake it for, let's say you're going to throw it in the oven at like 425 for 60 minutes. Pull it out at about minute 45 or 50 and then put the barbecue sauce on then. And it
try won't that next time. I started sauce. From the beginning.
Nah, no, don't do that. Put on some seasoning from the beginning. I'm pretty good at this stuff.
No KC masterpiece.
I think everybody that's ever seen you tweet your chicken would be like, Ruther I can't believe you're weighing in on this. You've been roasted for your white people's chicken.
What are you talking about? Hold on, Maddie. Let me address this. Prano, I make great chicken. I don't know. People were roasting me for not putting enough seasoning on something else. Oh, that was chicken breast. Whatever. But baking it, first of all, those were egregious tweets and takes. I didn't have right seasoning. I got a house full of seasoning because my dad was a great cook and knew how to season. And I'm all about the seasoning now. I made a bomb ass salmon salad last night.
Now all I can think about is Walt's force ghost in the kitchen with you. It's like, Andy, use the seasoning.
Dude, that
more seasoning, Andy.
God, my brother.
I'm telling you, that Richard Ramirez documentary will fuck your head up for a good 2 days.
Prano, he's right. Like, let's just say it's good that you got a girl with you because it's one of those that, like last night, I did not want to be finishing.
She won't watch it. I'm going to have to watch it by myself.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's good that you'll have somebody there. Last night, me finishing that late and by myself in a house in the basement, I was like, I double checked. I probably checked the two back doors and the front door like three times last night.
Sleep with a gun next to you.
Although I texted you both, and we'll end on this real quick. I did start looking at possible dog breeds for the Ohio crib.
So I texted you about this because, like, if you put in, and everybody does this, and it's no fault of your own, but everybody does this where they're like, I don't want a dog that sheds. I don't want a dog that's too big. I don't want a dog that's too small, whatever. If you check like every box that like seems to be the reasonable thing, not too big, not too small, runs around a little bit,
friendly,
hyperallergenic, every single person in the last 15 years has settled on a doodle. I know 8 people who have gotten doodles in the last year.
Labradoodles,
all the fucking,
yeah.
Mikey's got one. Everybody does the same dog. It's like, it's the equivalent of like, I can't even think of like the most basic thing. It's like the rosé craze. It's like chicks on the weekend drinking rosé with their labradoodle. There's a couple, like I sent you 2 other dogs that are very similar, both hypoallergenic, both good. The Wheaton Terrier, which is Mikey's old dog, and a Portuguese water dog, which is like the original doodle.
That's what Barack Obama had. Didn't they have 2 of those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I looked those up and I did my research. I was in a deep dive on my iPad last night. Those dogs aren't as pretty though.
But the thing with labradoodles is everybody has the idea in their mind of what they look like, but then you got to like give it a haircut every 6 weeks. Otherwise, it's just a puffball.
Yeah, I will say that. Here's what I'm fighting with, to be honest. We had a black lab growing up. I loved the lab, just the hair. But God, the labs in general are just, they're such great. And you know what I love? You know what I love? That I love a dog that like I can grab on a leash, and you can do that with a lab. And just say, we're running 5 miles. Like,
Andy, that's fun dog. If that's where your mind's at, get a lab and spend, you know, $300 on one of those, you know, a good vacuum, dog hair vacuums, and call it a day.
Can't wait to see when you make a dog page on Instagram for your dog.
If you get when you get a labradoodle, they make you. They're like, it comes with its own Instagram page.
Well, look, I just bought a new vacuum, but I guess I could. I mean, I don't know.
What's the one that like they do the hand dryers in the back? Dyson. Dyson has like a dog hair specific hand vacuum.
Now, Maddie, you're a dog expert. You used to watch dogs. But I feel like you probably don't know much about them, do you?
No, I don't know shit. I love dogs. Don't get me wrong.
I say, yeah, I know them.
They love me, but I don't know anything about the breeds. I'm just like, lovely dogs. Give me a pet. Come cuddle with me. That's all I know.
Well, that's the thing. And my brothers and sister-in-laws are already saying, no way you make that last. I said, whatever dog I get, the dog is not on the bed. I might make concessions with the couch, whatever.
When it gets all cutie and like starts looking at you with those eyes and stuff, you're gonna cave in a second.
But it depends. I'm not bringing a big lab on my bed. Couch is one thing.
Dogs love, like, you know, like I've watched biggest dogs to the smallest dogs. And the biggest dogs, when they love you, they want to sleep right on you. It's just the way it is. And it's like you got to make choices there.
Okay, well,
that's why Vince is the GOAT. Medium, small to medium. He just wanted to lay at the foot of your bed. If you rolled for 1 second and you got him off his spot, then he's going to his bed. He's not sleeping on your pillow.
Here's the thing, and I was looking at Karen Terriers last night because I did love Vince, and Vince was
what you found out when you looked at pictures of Karen Terriers. You're like, they're not all as handsome as Vince.
I mean, Prano, I'm being dead. That's literally what I thought. I was like, you know what? Vince was a really good looking dog. And
the other Karen Terriers look a little poofy, a little wiry.
Yeah. They weren't looking like Vince.
That's a lot in the haircut too. But Vince did have a chiseled regal face.
And Vince was good on walks too.
You get a nice Boston Terrier. Those are the best.
What about Beagles? What do we think of Beagles?
They're okay.
I've heard they follow their scent too much. At least I read. Yeah, and that it said they will get into any sort of food thing you have. And I don't want that.
All dogs will do that though. Dogs will always try to eat what you got.
Yeah, but no, they were saying like they'll try to like legit try to get
in your fridge and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like none of that. All right. Well, that's the Super Bowl 55 preview. Goldberg, always fun having you on. Where can people harass you on Twitter?
They can go to @MattyGoldberg1 on Twitter, @MattyGoldberg and Instagram, and I'll just give you a score. My heart, this is not my head. My heart is telling me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be the Super Bowl champions in this COVID season. I'm going against my pick from the beginning of the season when I said the Chiefs would beat the Bucs. I'm switching it up because of the offensive line, the defense of the Bucs are coming together. And Tom Brady, he's not into numbers. He's into the letter category. He's into the W's. Bucks 27. The Chefs, as Chris Berman used to call them when they were under 500, 23. Major upset.
I'm going double digit. Chiefs win 31-21. It still is an under on 52. It's a 10-point victory. No, Tom Brady's going to almost even out his letters in the Super Bowl. There'll be one separating at this point. It'll be 6-4 in Super Bowls. Mahomes, Super Bowl MVP. I like the Travis Kelce for a little bit of value. I got Chiefs 31, Bucks 21, and we'll all talk about how Tom Brady just did something just in getting there, and we'll lift him up, and he's going to make the Super Bowl great again.
Bucks 23, Chiefs 20. Low scoring game.
Going low.
Yeah, they're gonna real low. The defense clamp down with some field goals.
Devin White, baby. Watch out for Devin White. You guys want to watch something cool? Watch Devin White mic'd up versus the Saints. How he just dominated Alvin Kamara. You don't want to get tackled by that guy, let me tell you.
Well, you guys can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dirty Sports. Drop an iTunes review and leave your Twitter, Instagram handle, and I will reach out to you and I'll send you 2 free Dirty Sports koozies.
I want to shout out in my plugs. I want to shout out my boy Matty Janella, throwing me a sweatshirt and some merch from his new Fireside podcast the Fire Pit Collective. If you're a big golf fan, check out the Fire Pit Collective with Matty G. The other Matty G. We got the Matty Goldberg on, and we got the Matty G. Nella. He just started a great season 2 of his podcast coming out, Fire Pit Collective. He threw me a bunch of merch. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Venmo, Clubhouse, @JoePrano. You can follow me. I don't even know what that is. But you can follow me on Twitter, @FixYourLife. Drink Miller Lite. Get free Miller Lights during the Super Bowl. Go Chiefs. Let's eat a fucking cheeseburger.
All righty, guys. That's the show. Enjoy Super Bowl 55. Be smart. Be safe out there. And as always, stay dirty.